everybody. Welcome to the Hallmarkies podcast. And today we are talking Heartland again. And we are in season three, episodes four, five, and six that we are recapping. And I'm film critic Rachel Wagner, and Amy's here.
Hey, everybody.
And Michelle's here.
Hey, everyone.
Yes. And so let's dive in. Let's talk about The Haunting of Hanley Barn, episode four. And in this episode, Amy has been asked to go and work at a farm that is notoriously haunted, and her and Ty gets pretty spooked. And we also have the return of Badger in this episode. And so, what did you think overall of this episode, Michelle?
I enjoyed it. Halloween episodes are always a little difficult because normally they're either really not great or they're kind of harmless and fun like this one. But yeah, overall I enjoyed it. I love Halloween episodes of TV shows.
Yeah, what did you think, Amy?
Well, it's not, I'm on the opposite end. I really am not a huge fan of Halloween episodes of TV shows. Like, I can't watch this episode in the dark. It scares me. And it's not even that scary of an episode, but it just, yeah, it's not my favorite.
Yeah, I thought it was fun. I think we'll dive into a little bit. There's so many people. There's so many false scares and so many people at this barn that you're thinking. I mean, when they notice a lot of cars coming in and out at a certain point, I mean, because you've got Mallory there, you have Ashley there, you have Soraya there. Like, I mean, there's a lot of people at this barn.
Yeah, they're like
But
they're just coming and going constantly.
yeah, it's a popular place to be. So it got a little, it was a little much sometimes, but overall it was fun. I don't mind. I'm not the best when it comes to scary stuff, but I'm also not like the worst, I guess. I'm like in between. And I've gotten a little bit braver over the years. And so we have the haunted barn, and I did like Mallory. It was a good episode for Mallory in general. And she says, "Have you seen any scary movies? People never come back who say, 'I'll be back.'" That was funny.
So
I
true.
mean, yeah. We've seen, and it kind of that reminds me of the Geico ad that all the teens in the scary movie, they're like,
Oh.
"I think we should all go into the house. That's a great idea." And the scary guy with the chainsaw is like, That's funny to me. But we also have Mrs. Bell. She is making strawberry jam with Lou, and we all kind of agreed in our group chat that we all need got the craving for toast and jam because of this episode.
I was it was like midnight last night, and I was like watching the episode, and I was like, oh, I really want some toast and jam now. So I go downstairs, I'm making toast at midnight. My family thinks I'm nuts. Like
There are a few things as delicious as perfectly toasted toast and butter, jam. That is the best. It's so simple, but it's so good. Yeah. What kind of jam would you pick, Michelle?
I'm not very adventurous when it comes to jam, so I would say I would just go for raspberry. It's kind of my go-to.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. I in general I prefer them to be smooth as opposed to big chunks of fruit. So that's one reason I like making my own strawberry jam, because then I can blend it all the way and don't have the big chunks of strawberry. But yeah, it is delicious. I actually got a jam advent calendar this last holiday season that I opened on our Insta story just for fun. And so I've been enjoying all these weird flavors of jam.
I had forgotten about that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so good. I love it. So, and I for a long time, I would always make jam every spring when the strawberries would, because it's just so, it's like I said, it's so much better because you can blend it. But I think I would have enjoyed making jam with Miss Bell more than Lou.
Yeah, Lou didn't seem to be having a good time there.
No, I mean, she hearing her stories over and over and over again, but that was cute, I thought. So Badger comes back and Ty is trying to be considerate, but he's run away, so he also sees the problem. And Mallory also is become involved with Badger, and she brings some sour cream. Did you think that was funny?
Mm-hmm. <Not really.
laughs> He's like, I'll be on the lookout for a potato.
I'm wondering if she just reached into the fridge and the first thing she
she's like, I panicked.
Yeah.
But we also get Mallory blowing Jake off
mm-hmm.
for Badger. Mm. So that's not good. Yeah. Oh, poor Jake.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we also get from Jack our words of wisdom. He says it's not the houses or barns that are haunted, it's the people who live inside them. Mm-hmm. So I did think that the reveal was going to be bigger mm-hmm. than what it ended up being.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually forgot all about the reveal. I was like, I was pleasantly surprised watching it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's just that there's a neighbor who wanted to buy the land or something like that, or
mm-hmm.
yeah. He was trying to spook the horses. And so there's some animosity between Lou and Jack, and she's upset that he is not more supportive of her relationship. She's going to Denver for a day to be with Peter,
I guess.
yeah, that was weird. I mean, it just seems like it does seem like a lot of trouble to be together.
Yeah, I know people who are like both traveling for work often, so like they'll specifically plan, these are some of my cousins, they specifically plan layovers in the same city for like 24 hours. But that's because they're already traveling. Like, it kind of seems weird that she was going all the way to Denver.
Right. Yeah, I could see that. But even so, I would want to try to make like at least make a weekend out of it or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One day. I mean, because that's going to be, even if you get a great deal, it's still going to be hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, but this was 2010. Were your plane tickets cheaper back then?
No. I think they were, well, I mean, who knows what they are now, right now, but I think they were more expensive, I would say. I don't know. Yeah. But I don't know. I would at least want to make it a weekend. It just seems like too expensive. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What do you think, Michelle?
Yeah, it seemed a bit extreme. But it did lead to some good stuff between Lou and Jack. So
mm-hmm.
on that side of things, I was okay with it.
Yeah, he says Amy is a responsible girl and I trust her. And so, yeah, that makes her feel jealous mm-hmm. and frustrated. And so then we also have Ashley getting jealous of Soraya And I still don't understand why the show is claiming that Ashley is somehow in the right and that Caleb has done this kind of rude thing to her. I'm like, I don't, she's living in his house, his dwelling, free. Like, I don't understand why him taking Val's sponsorship is such an underhanded thing.
Yeah,
I don't get it. I don't understand why he's in the wrong.
I don't think he is in the wrong. I don't think either of them are really clear thinking when it comes to this. Mm-hmm. She's just kind of stuck her heels in and she's not like budging whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think even they say at some point, I don't know if it's in this episode or the next one, is that...
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
That what you did, she says something to the effect of, what you did was wrong, but I'm willing to, I'm learning to forgive you or whatever. And I'm like, what is she talking about? I don't understand. He's literally let you live in his house for free.
If anything, they should be mad at Val for trying to, for giving him the money and trying to get him away from her type of thing. Not, I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, but I don't know. He's a rodeo guy. He needs sponsors. I just don't, I don't see it as such an underhanded thing as they seem to be. He's like a villain in this situation, and I just don't understand.
It's a frustrating couple in the show that nobody gets it.
Plus, how do you feel as far as their chemistry? Do you think that Caleb and Ashley have chemistry, Michelle?
I would like it to be a bit more kind of fiery. I don't know if it's maybe just that I've always kind of seen them as having a bit more of an age gap than they actually do. Because I sort of see Ashley as the same age as Amy, but then Amy and Caleb could have a thing as well. So I don't know. I wish it was a little bit more fiery and a little bit more better, because I think if that were the case, I would be a little bit more forgiven.
Uh-huh. Yeah, what do you think, Amy? Do you think they have chemistry?
I mean, yeah, somewhat, but again, but like Michelle said, the age gap a little bit, kind of, because, you know, he's 20 and they're 17, which, I mean, isn't a huge age gap, but still, it's a little weird since they're in high school, he's an adult. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it feels bigger than what it is, considering that they're so young. Most of the so young.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and then, I mean, they all feel older than in high school. I mean, Amy does as well, and so does Ashley. They all feel older, which I mean is a thing on television. Most of the teenagers don't really feel like teenagers that you have. I mean, on almost all shows, like, I mean, Glee was the worst example of that.
They were so much older than teenagers. So much.
Yeah. And I mean, it's probably better to get just slightly adults, because then you don't have to deal with all the work rules
and schooling and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but still, I mean, come on, sometimes it's a little ridiculous. All right, let's see. Where did I lost my place? So this is when we start getting the spooks. Caleb and Soraya are first spooking Tiny Me. Then Ashley does it. And so, yeah, that did. Were you successfully spooked, Amy?
By oh, yeah.
False oh, totally. Scares. Yeah.
Oh, my. If you ever ask my little brother about this episode, he will be like, because the last time I watched it, he was, we were sharing a room. We were having problems in our house and we had to share a room for a few weeks. Uh-huh. And we were sharing a room when I watched it. And like, he still makes fun of me. This was months ago. He still makes fun of me for jumping like every time. I'm just sitting there watching it on my phone and I'm jumping and he still makes fun of me.
That's fun. Are you an easy scare, Michelle?
Not really. I've got a pretty high tolerance.
Uh-huh.
But I do like the feeling of kind of scary films and getting scared. I think more if I'm in the cinema, I tend to get more scared. Mm-hmm. But watching it at home, I'm pretty okay. But yeah, this was really fun because it kind of played into like early 2000s kind of slasher tropes.
Right.
And it had like the kind of the score that you kind of got in those like Scream movies and I Know What You Did Last Summer, all yeah. those kind of things.
That's what I was thinking of. I Know What You Did Last Summer or Scream.
Yeah.
That kind of feel. It was fun. And I think they pushed it a couple of times too far, but this yeah. first one was fun. And what do you think of Mallory when she's talking about her friend? She said that the people always talk about that it's not that you're talking about yourself when you talk about your friend, but this is actually my friend, but it really wasn't actually your friend, it was her, which was kind of funny, I thought.
Yeah.
She and poor Jake, that's why I, the whole time she's with Badger, I'm like, no. And I don't understand how Mallory and Badger got to the barn.
Oh, yeah.
They're there, but they don't drive, right?
No. Do they ride the horses, maybe?
Yeah, possibly.
Maybe. I don't know how far away it is. So I was confused there. And then, yeah, they find the neighbor in the hay who's been feeding glycogen. I guess mm-hmm. to the horses, so that makes them jumpy.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's the villain, the true villain.
I
like that they got Julian Richings to play the guy, the Mr. Hanley.
Oh yeah,
because he was Death in Supernatural, and he's got this kind of creepy vibe about him. Mm-hmm. So yeah, the casting was really good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. And so I liked the whole scene between Jack and Lou that he says, you remind me of me, so independent, you flying away. And I thought it was a sweet moment. He's like, I don't want you to go back to New York or mm-hmm. or you know some big city and all of that. That was cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he says, I don't want him to take you away. It's very mm-hmm. cute, very sweet. And and we find out the Badger, he left the he's living like it's like a group home kind of, right, for troubled teens.
A foster care situation,
and he left to go back to his family, but he got there and they had left without telling him. And so that sucks.
Yeah.
Poor Badger. And, but Mallory stands Jake up and I liked it. He says, I don't have any more time to wait for you, Mallory. That was a good moment. Yeah. proud of Jake at that moment. And we also find out that Mrs. Bell had a first love that gave her a butterfly in a jar. Mm-hmm. And we find out that first love is buried at the Hanley farm.
Mm-hmm.
and she leaves the butterfly in a jar. That was cute.
That's like my favorite part of this episode, because it's just such a sweet story. And then we get backstory of Mrs. Bell, that she grew up at a farm not that far away and fell in love with the ranch hand. And yeah, sweet.
So then we end off with Badger kissing Mallory. Is this Mallory's first kiss on the show?
Yes.
Yeah, I can remember. So there we go. What would you give this episode, Michelle?
7.
Okay. And what about you, Amy?
Yeah, I'm going to go 7 too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was pretty decent. I'll agree. I'll go 7. And this one has a 9 on IMDb, and the Heartland fans must just love every single episode because they almost all have a nine or around there. They have very compared to, because I've been looking at the IMDb scores for The Nanny and the other show that I do, and those vary quite a bit from 6 to 10. Is there's very few that are below 6, but still there's not that many that are above 8 of the Nanny episodes, and almost every episode of Heartland is a 9 or above, which I think is funny. So there we go. That is the first episode. So then we have the next episode, is called Glory Days. And in this episode, we have Tim, that he buys a bunch of cows for Jack, and Jack can't admit that he can't take care of them all by himself. And then we also have Ty has gotten accepted into university, and he and Amy are helping. Kit has a horse that is foaling, and there's all kinds of complications with that. So what did you think overall of this episode, Amy?
I like this one. I think we get more of a resolution with Kit with this coming episode, which I like, because it kind of just like left off, like Ty broke up with her and she was gone type of thing. So I like that we get a little bit more of a resolution with Kit.
What do you think, Michelle?
Yeah, I agree. I really liked it. It's always good to see Tatiana Maslany. And all of the sort of Jack and Tim stuff is kind of funny. But I thought there was a lot of growth from Amy in this episode as well. Kind of feels like her and Ty had a lot more kind of conversations, whereas like maybe a season ago she would kind of fly off the handle and get really jealous, and you know, jealousy is there, but I feel like they were able to kind of come to a conclusion a lot more calmly this time.
Yeah, there's a lot of meat in this episode. I mean, pretty much almost every single character grows in some way in this episode, so that's always good. And this one has an 8.9, so on IMDb, that's a very low score when it comes to Heartland. Yeah, Ty has gotten into 2 universities. Is that correct?
Yeah,
an agricultural one and a different one. And he's interested in becoming a vet. So he's working with Scott, and I still do feel frustrated with what they did with Scott. Because he was so charming, and then they just kind of made him whiny and frustrating, and then now he's just like the side character. I felt like, I mean, I'm sure that as the seasons go they do more with him, but I don't know, I still feel frustrated about that.
Yeah, he's terribly underused, I feel like. I mean, yeah, he does get used more on a little bit later on with Ty, but like that's pretty much his only storyline for a lot of it, which is like okay, but still there's more they could do with Scott than just him being around if one of the horses is sick or helping out Ty. But
yeah, Do you agree, Michelle?
Yeah, I still think Scott was the better love interest. I think because I've not quite taken to Peter yet. It does kind of feel like he is kind of a tool to kind of further Ty's story than his own.
Yeah,
I think they had a really good chemistry, and I just don't understand why they and I felt like they gave him such petty reasons for dissolving everything, so it just feels frustrating.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, we learned a lot in this episode about the whole idea of an orphan foal. I had never heard of this before.
Mm-hmm.
That she has a stillborn, and then they try to get this orphan foal to take to the horse. And yeah, that was new for me. Orphan foal to, you know, to for the horse. I never heard of that. That was interesting to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've kind of seen it the opposite way where like kittens will kind of go with a dog or, you know, just to kind of get comfort.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never seen it kind of go this way.
Yeah, that was new to me. And so yeah, you have the animosity between Ty and Kit, and she feels like she wasn't treated very well, and she says, why didn't you tell me the truth? And so yeah, that was good. Oh god.
Yeah, because everybody knew that Ty and Amy liked each other apart from Ty and Amy.
Yeah, and he says, I did care about you, but so what did you think of Tim bringing all these cows? What do you think, Amy?
Just cows all over Harley. I'm just like, oh gosh. Oh, they have to clean that up. Anyways.
Yeah, well, I don't understand why he did that. Did he have like a great deal on them or some, like, why didn't he like just pay him back?
I feel like it was all calculated, so in the end he ends up working.
Yeah, because then he...
Jack, yeah, and it ends up not having to pay anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he gives him the cows, and then Jack takes care of them, but he can't do it all by himself, so then he has to hire Tim, and he wants a raise right away and everything.
Yeah, and then...
take them back.
Yeah, and then Tim wants money also for the grazing fees on his land, because they don't have a place to put the cows on Jack's land.
Yeah. I liked when Jack's like, I'm always in a good mood. That was funny. And so Tim is also tempted to go back into bull riding. I don't even understand what this particular type of bull riding is. What did they call it? Bulldogging, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird because Caleb said he wants to do it because it's safer, and then the first thing I saw, I was like, how's this safer?
So that you get off of your horse and grab the cow, right?
Mm-hmm. By its horns. Yeah
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this, I mean, who thought of this? This is crazy.
Yeah, also poor cow. Like, I'm sure it doesn't like that. Just saying.
Well, it's running away for a reason.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh. We also have Mallory's on strike. Think of that.
Go, Mallory.
Yes. She's on strike from Lou. And Peter hears about this, and he says, wow, you should have been paid for all of your labor. And then Lou is upset that why is he meddling with her employee?
Mm-hmm.
All this. And so yeah, I mean, how much do you think a horse like Copper costs? I have no idea.
I have no clue.
Yeah, I don't know.
How
I mean,
much does a horse cost?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Just type it into Google. I don't know.
Yeah,
Around $3,000. Let's go with that.
Is that what it says?
That's the average cost of a horse in the U.S. Oh. is $3,000. So we'll go with that.
So if she's only paying for half of copper, then she probably has been working overworked on the farm. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Then again, for a lot of it, she was actually living there.
That's so true. It's
kind of her room and board.
She does just help herself to the fridge as well.
That's true. She does get all the jam that she wants.
I mean, the minimum wage in Canada is $11. So, well, that's of this year, not 2010.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
whatever.
I mean, it would add up pretty quickly. And they have, I don't understand why Peter and Lou had to be in the same
room.
And there are other places that he could work. Like in the house. I mean, they have Wi-Fi, right?
Mm-hmm. And there's nobody in the house during the day, really, because they're all out working. So why couldn't one of them sat at like the dining room table and done their work?
Right. Yeah. So they have a fight, though. And they do a pretty good job in this show of making the action scenes feel like it is actually the characters that are, whether it's riding the bulls or the scene with Jack lassoing the calf, the bull. Yeah. It felt pretty realistic. That I'm sure some of it was a stunt double, but I think they do a pretty good job of meshing it.
Yeah.
I feel like some of the stuff is probably the actors as well. It feels like they get pretty involved just from what I've seen on like social media and things like that.
And so Caleb asked him if bulldogging is safer, and he says, "Are you crazy?"
My thoughts the entire episode.
Yeah. And then we have also between Val and Caleb. Val gives, tries to give him back his money, but he says, "Oh, this is the thing that caused all the problems." And so she insists. And then finally, Ashley moves out of his trailer. Oh my gosh. Ridiculous. I mean, I probably would have called the sheriff a lot sooner. If it was me, it was my land. I mean, she's not even paying rent. I don't know. I just don't understand how he's the one in the wrong in this situation. But nevertheless, they're obviously building that up as the relationship. And so then Tim gets the ranch job, and then Ty is talking to Amy, and Amy says, "Why didn't you tell me that you got into university? And why did you tell Kit?" And she says, "It's easy to tell her because it doesn't mean anything." So there we go. That is this episode. This is kind of, I think, a nuts and bolts kind of episode. It's just progressing our characters forward. There's not like a huge kind of plot in and of itself, but I would give this one maybe a I'd give it like a I'd probably give it a 7.5. What about you, Amy?
Yeah, I agree. It's kind of like fillerish y, but we still get a Kit kind of resolution, so I'm gonna do like a 6.5.
Michelle?
Yeah, I'll go 7.5. I liked it a little bit more than the previous episode, so.
All right, so then our last episode of this episode of our show is Growing Pains, and we have Caleb moving back into the trailer. But the main part of this episode is that you have this oil guy, Mr. Chenoweth, and this is basically Lou's Me Too story. And what did you think overall, Michelle, of this episode?
Yeah, I like this one. Yeah, I don't think we've had a bad episode out of these three. And this is probably the episode that I've most liked Peter. Mm-hmm. I feel like he comes out pretty well in this episode.
Yeah, I think so. We also have a mountain lion or cougars on the loose that causes some conflict. Amy, what do you think?
So yeah, I like this episode, and it's one of the first episodes where I think I start to like Peter a little bit more than before. Yeah, but there is so much packed into this episode, the cougar, everything going on with Lou and the oil guy, and yeah, I like it.
Yeah, so we find out that Kit's mare has rejected the orphan foal Merlin. And so Amy and Ty end up becoming parents of this of this horse, and they are, you know, snappy at each other. They're not getting any sleep, and that was pretty funny. I think there's nothing to bring out the stress of a relationship than a newborn, whether it's whether it's a horse or whether it's a human. It causes all kinds of problems because I guess they have to feed it every like 2 hours.
Yeah, you have to do the same thing with newborn kittens, and like with an eyedropper, it's so much work, it's so stressful. I would maybe prefer a human baby.
I mean, with kittens, so that's just if you have an orphan.
Yeah, if you have orphan kittens, like they're under like a month old when you get them, you have to feed them like every 2 hours with eyedroppers and like the special milk stuff because they can't get dehydrated. And it's a lot of work.
That sounds like a lot of work. Yeah, there's nothing to make you stressed like not having enough sleep. I know because I'm an insomniac. But what do you think of that, Michelle?
Yeah, I couldn't have done it. That's stressful. I couldn't have done it. Yeah.
Yeah. And did we know up until this point that Mallory is the hen whisperer? Is that a new?
I think
it's a new thing.
Yeah, she has the chickens, and she has a special bond. And we find out that Scott has gotten his pilot's license. Mm-hmm. And so he's been busy. And then also Val is super happy to have Ashley back. Mm-hmm. She is wanting to spend all the time together. And so that was fun. And I liked how Jack, he was funny in this episode. And he's like, not on your life are you sleeping together in that loft with Ty.
Tiny, so, yeah, that was pretty funny.
Yeah, because sometimes they behave like adults, mm-hmm. and you kind of almost forget that, you know, it's just teenager. Mm-hmm. And so that was kind of a fun reminder.
Yeah,
that and that he's keeping an eye on them. And so yeah, Mr. Chenoweth, he super creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, speaking of horror stories there.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, I almost wonder, I mean, I guess she got her kind of revenge in the end, but I kind of wonder if you'd even have a plot like this these days, you know, because it's such a sensitive topic, as it should be.
Mm-hmm.
But
there's still in new shows today, there's similar type of storylines. I mean, it's done a little bit differently now, but still, it's something that unfortunately happens in real life. So
yeah, well, and it was nice Peter punches him in the face.
Yeah.
And I liked Amy and Ty, the way they were fighting over Merlin. She's like, don't call him names, Amy. That was funny. And then she's like, don't tell me what to do. I laughed. I thought that was funny. And that he's the he says, "You're way too lenient," and Ty says, "You're a dictator." I thought it was pretty convincing, the cougar.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty they got the animal, however they made that, you know, however they did that. I thought it was pretty convincing.
Mm-hmm.
And so Lou says that Chenoweth has taken away my confidence, but then she tricks him into, because Chenoweth tries to sue her after he gets punched in the face, and so then she tricks him. And I liked it when she's leaving the house and she says, "Goodbye, Dick." That was good. I like that. And I like, Lou says, "I'm a bit of a feisty woman," and Peter says, "That's why I love you." So that was their big, ooh, he said, "I love you." Ooh. That's always a big moment.
Yeah.
So, and so Ty's going to take a job out the racetrack, and so we'll see where that goes. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so this episode, I thought it was pretty satisfying with Lou kind of having the last laugh, and the whole parenting thing I thought was pretty funny.
Yeah, we kind of get a preview of a couple seasons from now with Ty and Amy.
Yeah. Yeah. What would you give it, Michelle?
I think I'm going to go with 8. I really like Ty in this episode as well. I think I love how they kind of pepper in how much of a soft touch he is with animals, which sort of leads into his career with animals.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I really like Peter, so yeah, I'm going to go with an 8.
What do you think, Amy?
Yeah, an 8 as well. I completely agree. I love Ty's work with animals. It's so great. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I agree with you. So there we go. We did it. We recapped these episodes. So let us know, if you are listening, what you think of these 3 episodes and what rating you would give them. And Amy, where can people find you?
You can find me on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at It's Amy Craig.
Great. And you can find me at Rachel's Reviews, all of our social media, iTunes, YouTube, and on Rotten Tomatoes. So check that out. And Michelle, what about you?
At Twitter, at Michelle R. Benson.
Great. And make sure you're following the podcast, The Homeworkies Pod and Homeworkies Podcast, all of our social media. And if you are listening on iTunes, please leave your ratings and reviews. Really appreciate it. And if you are listening on YouTube, please give this video a thumbs up and subscribe to the channel. We appreciate that so much. We also have our Patreon group and our merch store. So make sure to take a look at that. That'll all be in the description. We have Heartland inspired merch. So check that out. And thanks so much. And we'll talk again next week. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.